Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. Jot this number down or add it to your speed dial and do us the favor of giving us a ring, telling us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. It is the Talk Radio Town Hall. Looking forward to our conversation with him moments away. We're going to have to reschedule our chat with Senator Terry Wanzek. We have that scheduled for last hour. Not sure what happened there, but we will reschedule that chat and chat about the tweaks or the amendments, whenever you want to call it, to North Dakota's corporate farming law. So look forward to that conversation as well. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow. It is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary. And if you suffer from an ailment like snoring or insomnia or neck pain or migraines or allergies or sleep apnea, TMJ, RLS, MyPillow's helped a whole lot of folks with those very conditions. They can help you, too, and they'll help your wallet, too, by giving you a very special deal when you tell them, Scott sent me. So you call 800-506-9028. That toll-free telephone number, 800-506-9028. Or you go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code SCOTT, and you're going to get yourself a great deal. Okay? 800-506-9028. Or MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get the two-for-one deal from MyPillow. Congressman Kevin Cramer is back with the Talk Radio Town Hall. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be with you.
And we obviously did not have a Talk Radio Town Hall last week because of the loss of your father, Richard, and our condolences from the What's On Your Mind family.
Thank you for that. We felt your prayers, I can tell you that, and the support from everybody. So I appreciate the opportunity to spend a week in Kindred with Mom and our family, and I'm making, as you know, all the arrangements and plans and just celebrating a good life.
We have a lot of What's On Your Mind listeners in Kindred. It was fun to visit with a few of them after the service for your dad at the church there last week. And appreciated interacting with some folks in Kindred. It's a good part of North Dakota. Good, rock-solid folks.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Absolutely. So anyway, we're back at it today. We spent a little time in the first hour talking about something I see you also had on your Facebook page. You almost can't fathom this stuff, but you actually see it in black and white and say, well, it has to be. But the EPA funding a University of California study over how to regulate emissions from barbecue grills. You know, I mean, it just sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit. You know, that it can't be, but it is, right?
But it is. And frankly, I mean, really, when I first heard it, and I know I should stop being surprised by this, Scott, but when I first heard about it, I thought, well, clearly this is a joke. I mean, somebody is joking. and then I read the story, and then I went on, and I read actually some of the language, and I would encourage people. In fact, I did a tweet on it. I would encourage people to go on the tweet and click the story, just so you can read some of the actual language right out of the EPA and really the University of California, which is doing this study. They're going to take this $15,000 of taxpayer funds and study how they can reduce emissions from barbecues. And it talks about catalytic filtration systems and trays and I mean, honestly, you read it and you think this is clearly a joke, and yet it's not a joke. And then we no longer heard about that. That was just sort of soaking in. When then I see another story where there's another $15,000. This time I think it was to UCLA to study how long people take showers in hotel rooms. an EPA grant to study the length of time people spend in the shower in hotel rooms. And you think you cannot possibly make this stuff up.
It's Todd offered to take the study fee and just tell them rather than have them study.
That could be $15. I'll tell you how long my shower was. I mean.
Yeah, well.
Well, and the question is why, right? I mean, in other words, clearly their designs are ahead of this. Once the dollars are doled out for the study, then the idea is it allows them to propose some sort of regulation, I guess.
Right? That's right. So first there's the study, then there's the monitoring, of course, of length of showers, and then probably a grant to invent some way to time them, and then there's probably a grant to invent some way of shutting the water off, sooner and preserving water, as though there's not enough incentive for people to do the right thing. It's just so outrageous. And this, frankly, this backyard barbecue thing too, it's all intended to, I think, ultimately to find ways to add cost to barbecuing in the backyard. I mean, they want to monitor things like, grease fire flare-ups. Pretty soon they're just going to rob you of the joy of barbecuing, frankly, and taking a shower in a hotel room. It's just quite outrageous.
We had a call from somebody who, heard us talking about the EPA's wood burning stove ban.
Yeah.
And maybe wasn't aware of it, said, I need to know more about that. But that's a prime example, right? Because that probably started with some study, and look what we now have.
Yeah.
This ban on what, 80% of the wood burning stoves that are out there now are currently, we can't produce them or can't sell them. Isn't that the deal now?
Yeah, that's right. And then you have things like, the consequence beyond that, and this is what they're so bad at, is looking at the second, third, fourth generational consequences to these regulations. We have massive forest fires in this country, largely because our environmental agencies don't allow the clearing of timber on national forests. And, of course, that has resulted in lost jobs and lost timber, increased price of lumber, basically devastating the timber industry. But beyond all of that, it has resulted in a lot of dead wood, laying in national forests, which become, of course, kindling for forest fires. And so they'd rather have nature burn a forest down than to manage them. So it's just really, really foolish, outrageous, regulations that lead to lots of bad things, including hurting our economy.
An emailer says the Obamas took separate 747s to L.A. last week, but we can't grill hamburgers.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure those 747s are run with a solar panel, is my guess.
I'm not sure that can happen. So, we have that technology. In all seriousness, what do you do about this? I mean, how do you stop the EPA from spending our money this way?
So we've already, as you know, we've already cut the EPA's budget by $321 million in last year's budget, and we'll continue to cut them back every chance we can as a majority, and until such time as we have a Republican president who's hopefully not just Republican but conservative and understands the devastation to an economy of a rogue agency like the EPA. But they're not the only ones. There are all kinds of regulatory agencies that are killing our economy, and can start, truly reining in through rules and regulations. Now, we'll continue the usual oversight, continue highlighting these weird little things. In fact, I'm just taking a little bit of a break from an environmental and economy subcommittee hearing that I'm on that committee dealing with coal ash and a very important issue in North Dakota. So there's lots of things that we can do. But until such time as we can get control of these agencies again through the executive branch, we're going to always be litigating and doing oversight and then having to go after them through the power of the purse, which we're able to do to some degree. And it'd be better if we had 60 senators that would agree with us. But it's hard to imagine that there aren't at least six or seven Democratic senators who would help us roll back grants to colleges to study the emissions from backyard barbecues.
Let's hope so. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here to answer your questions as well today on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails. One more time, 800-228-0550. 855-701-258-0550 or emails studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have a break coming up here, but I do, here's what's in my stack of stuff to chat about with you today, and would encourage listeners to bring more topics to the table. But the crude oil export ban is becoming, I dare say crucial to North Dakota's oil and gas production, especially now with the storage problem that we have. So want to talk about that and what the hopes are of getting some quick action on that. I'm thinking it's perfect because the president loves to take credit for oil and gas production, and actually by lifting the ban, his administration would own a little legitimate credit for doing it. So it would seem to make some sense rather than making it up. And then I know you've got some FCC commissioners in front of you this week. A lot of our listeners are concerned about this net neutrality deal. We'll talk about that. Budget debate coming up, and Benjamin Netanyahu with a win.
Yeah.
What's your take on that, too? I'm sure that was really, really well-received news at the White House. So we'll touch on that and more with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Your calls, questions, and comments straight ahead today on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
I'm in Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Next thing you know, I'll get droned when I'm smoking my deer sausage. Yeah, so most folks are worried about the EPA today. Next thing you know, I'll get droned when I'm smoking my deer sausage. All right, I love the creativity of our fine listeners. They are just amazing. Oh, that's classic. And by the way, do you ever buy coffee at Starbucks, Kevin?
Do I ever buy coffee at Starbucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 times a day.
Yeah, I know you're a big coffee fan. So.
Yeah.
And Starbucks leadership on Monday announced that they want their employees to engage in conversations about race with their,
that.
Yeah. It's going over real well with the with their fans. Not
well,
so much.
Well, here's what I love about that. And by the way, being one who absolutely loves public debate on anything that people want to talk about, I think it's fine that Starbucks wants to do that. I hope they were ready for it, because if you invite or provoke debate, you better be ready to have some debate. And my sense in this one is that they're getting an earful.
Yeah, they are. I just saw one tweet from somebody who said, imagining in America having an awkward, forced conversation about race and stocks in Starbucks and heading to McDonald's for an awkward, forced hug. You know, I mean, this is just, you know, I mean, it really just seems to be political correctness run amok, doesn't it? Where, you know, come on. I mean, you go buy a cup of coffee, you don't want somebody on the other end of the counter engaging in a conversation about race relations, do you?
I mean, well, if that's what's on their mind, I think it's just fine. But the problem is the guy behind me probably doesn't want to wait any longer for his coffee than he has to while the barista and I have a discussion on race. I mean, it seems like a crazy business model to me. But if the coffee's worth it, I suppose I'll spend a little extra time waiting. But I'm not interested in having a long discussion. But you know, I have discussions on all kinds of things wherever I go. So it's probably not going to bother me a heck of a lot, but it did seem like a funny, funny tactic.
Two other tweets I can't resist. Jessica sent a note: if only Selma had just put in a Starbucks.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that one.
Yeah, that's good.
And David says the coffee is $4.25, but the lecture is free. You know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, that's the question: is it a discussion or is it a lecture? And I think it's sort of interesting to presume that all of the employees at Starbucks, are comfortable doing that and, even share the view of Starbucks corporate offices. And maybe that's not important. Maybe just provoking the discussion is what they're after. My guess is that this is one they might regret.
Yeah. Mark in Washburn for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning, Congressman Cramer.
Hi,
thanks
Mark.
For appearing. As much as you do, it's great to that you come on and field the questions. I have kind of a twofold question. One deals with the Article 26, Section 179 of the tax code, the upfront depreciation of being at $500,000. I know it was made retroactively $500,000 for 2014, but I'm wondering about the prospects of making $500,000 permanent rather than keeping the can down the road. I believe it's $25,000
That's
today.
Right.
And then the other question is, being in North Dakota, we have three delegates to Congress, but there are 535 members of Congress in the Assembly. How do we activate them or how can we as people be more active to pull back these rogue agencies? Pick the alphabet letters, and we've got an agency that's very rogue. How do we, as a citizenry or an electorate, how can we step up and take care of those problems?
Yeah, great questions. Mark, let's start with Section 179, which is the $500,000 expensing limit, the deduction. And yes, can we make it permanent? Yes, we can. In fact, the House of Representatives has already passed an extender that does exactly that. And it's now, of course, over in the Senate, where Senator Thune from South Dakota is the chairman of the committee over there that will take it up next. The challenge over there is a little harder. The president has threatened a veto. And imagine that. He's threatened, I think he's up to 15 or 16 already this year. He's threatened to veto it. And this is something that the president, that we had a deal made late last year to make 179 expensing permanent, but with the Senate, with Harry Reid, and then the president threatened to veto then, and then that upset the whole thing, and we ended up with just simply, as you said, mainly a retroactive extender. So we've made it permanent. I spoke quite a while on the floor on this topic, actually, with Congressman Ryan, who, of course, Paul Ryan is the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. And my argument is basically this. It's that to oppose it, when we've been extending it every couple of years for a very long time, means that you continuously have this uncertainty that, Mark, I'm sure you deal with. We need to, by making it printable, we make it certain, and farmers especially and small businessmen can then make their capital investments based on that certainty. They can make the decisions about what time of the year that they buy their equipment. And for those that don't know, 179 is the ability to expense up to $500,000 of equipment purchases in the year in which you purchase it. Now, you're not required to do that, but you're allowed to do that, which I think for many people and for many liberals especially, they sort of see tax policy in a very static form, and they don't really understand how dynamic tax policy can make an economy, or they don't understand how dynamic an economy is. So if you buy a combine, if you buy a $200,000 combine, obviously, it's not just the farmer that benefits from the deduction. It's the implement dealer as well in a small town that benefits. And it's the everybody that works at the implement dealership. And it's everybody that works at the cafe downtown that, serves lunch and coffee and dinner to the people that work at the implement dealership. And it makes such a major difference in a growing economy. And so the policy now is now $25,000. You're right. It goes back to that. We will no doubt extend it at some point. If not, if this permanent law doesn't pass the Senate, we will no doubt extend it again for a year or two, and once again we'll have the same discussion. And that's just really, really unfortunate. What we want to do is get some of this low-hanging fruit into permanent law so that we can then tackle comprehensive tax reform. Some Democrats argue that they don't like to do the extenders because they want the low-hanging fruit as leverage in the more comprehensive debate. The problem is, I'm just the opposite. I think get rid of the low-hanging fruit so we can have a serious discussion about the bigger issues like global tax reform, for example, dealing with a territorial tax so that our income taxes aren't so disproportionately high compared to our global competitors, for example. So there's a lot of things we can do in tax reform, but this is one of the easy ones we ought to make permanent.
All right, a couple calls have come in off here. Let's roll one of those, Todd, if you would.
Good morning, Congressman Kramer, Tom and Bismarck. Since Boehner caved, as we had predicted before he was reelected Speaker, what is the status of stopping amnesty for illegal immigrants? Have a good day.
All right, about 30 seconds for an answer. We can finish on the other side, obviously.
So the president's overreach has already been stopped. That was stopped by the courts. There are, three... Of course, as you know, branches of government, and when there's a dispute between the executive branch and the legislative branch, the courts, of course, are the other branch that step in. And so far, we've won that fight with the president, and we'll continue to fight it legislatively as best we can when we have the muscle to do it. And I think you'll see some significant movement, hopefully, in the appropriations process this year.
Tom, thanks for the call. Bill in Fargo when we come back. More with the Talk Radio Tom Hall and Congressman Kevin Kramer. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hinton here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get free nights at a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. Three nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Wednesday means it's Talk Radio Town Hall Day today on What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennin, along with Todd Mitchell. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email your questions in studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. But every time we do this, somebody sends a note usually after saying, I wanted to call, but you said the number too fast. So I will say it nice and slow for you and encourage you to put it on your speed dial so you always have it. 800-228-0550. Simple as that. And when you call, two options. One, if you'd like to, you press one, and that'll allow you to just leave a message, and we'll get that. And two is an opportunity to dialogue and chat with us and Congressman Cramer on the air. Bill in Fargo, you're next. Yes, sir. Kev, go ahead.
One thing I was going to say, Mark had a second question about how can we influence more members beyond just the three members of Congress from North Dakota. And especially in the context of that 179 expensing, one of the things I was going to say is this is where what we call stakeholder groups can play a really major role. And sometimes people view those as special interest groups and that, you know, they have some sort of evil connotation. But, for example, in North Dakota, the North Dakota Farm Bureau and the North Dakota Farmers Union are both strong advocates of 179 expensing reform. I think they might have a different standard in terms of the dollar amount, but it's much higher than $25,000. So those are two groups. And then you have the Association of Manufacturers and your Chambers of Commerce and other groups like that that are, you know, that are really very effective at lobbying the larger Congress on behalf of small businesses or individuals. The Americans for Tax Reform is another group that really looks out for the individual taxpayer. So there are ways through stakeholder groups to try and have a greater influence beyond just the three members of Congress from your own district or state in our case.
Got it. That was for a call that came in prior to the one just ahead of the break. So thanks for that. Okay, let's see. Bill in Fargo is next up. Bill, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Cramer.
Thank you guys so much for this opportunity, especially you, Congressman Cramer. It's really appreciated. My question deals with with sequestration. My son is involved in the Air Force, and I just recently read a magazine where it seems like they're literally having to alter so many things that they do because of this. And I heard John McCain talk about maybe just ending sequestration. What's going on with it? Are lots of people being cut, or is it just the military, or what's your two cents on it?
It's a great question, Bill, and it is a big problem, and it's especially a problem for the military. But sequestration, which was part of the Budget Control Act, which set the caps for the various agencies, and it set, and by the way, sequestration and these Budget Control Act caps really are responsible to a large degree for many of the savings and the budget cuts that we've been able to, joy, and certainly get our deficit closer to under control over these last few years on the discretionary side. The problem is that they're sort of arbitrary caps that weren't really well thought out. And so for those of us that think, you know, our military needs more, not less, it's a problem. But as soon as you break the caps with the Department of Defense, then, of course, you have the problem with the other agencies and their advocates in Congress. I will tell you that the Republican budget just came out just yesterday out of the committee. We're going to take it up on the floor next week, and our guys are pouring through it with a fine-tooth comb. But on the surface, the budget, the 10-year budget resolution, does in fact increase military spending considerably. Of course, those savings will have to come from somewhere else. And so we're going to at least try to take a look at that and see if we can't get that military spending back up. Because part of the problem with the caps too is it leaves so much of the discretion as to where to cut to the administration. That's one of the problems with sequestration is that, you know, when you do that sort of thing, you give the executive branch that much more power. And of course, we right now have a commander in chief who's not real pro-military and pro-national defense, and so he's, you know, trying to cut back on troops and the very things that add to our national defense. And so we've got to get a handle on it. I'd love to see us replace sequestration with some other budget discipline that still is disciplined, that still gets us closer to balance. The budget that came out of the budget committee this week does balance in 9 years, which is pretty significant. It does not raise taxes at all. But it also deals then with the other side of the formula, the entitlement side. And to get to a balanced budget, we cannot do it solely on the discretionary side because half of the discretionary budget is military. And the discretionary budget's only one-third of the unified budget, the total budget. So we really do have to beef up our defense budget. So we're looking at this new budget to see if there's a way to do that without breaking the sequestration caps on the overall number.
Well, I certainly don't think I'm a hawk, but I would much rather have our military upgraded than understand more about controlling pollution from charcoal. And I don't think I'm alone as an American. You know, when you see the EPA or hear about them doing these things, and then we're still flying, I guess, Warthogs, which are an older plane that they've wanted to replace for years.
That's right.
I appreciate your effort with it, then.
Yeah, but thank you. Boy, he makes the point perfectly. Bill makes the point perfectly, Scott. He's right on.
Appreciate the call, Bill. Thank you. Let's go to Bismarck and Lee standing by for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, good morning. Kevin Lee here from Bismarck. Say, I've got a little follow-up. I've got a friend of mine is an investor in a bunch of motels in North Dakota, and when you were talking about EPA, you know, wanting to know how long the average shower is, let me explain to you I don't know if you own motels or not, but let me explain to you his position. And his position is that when he went to construct a motel, the current literature, they didn't really have a definitive how long does it take. So he turns around, puts his bigger commercial water heater, which consumes a lot more energy, a lot more capacity. He had to enlarge his mechanical room bigger because nobody wants to have cold showers in the morning in the motels. Everybody gets up, they want their shower, the best way to drive customers out. So they could not find anywhere. He was told by master plumbers that you should figure from 20 to 30 minutes. So then if you've got a 200 apartment or motel complex, knowing that the vast majority might be taking showers, you know, he thinks that maybe that information from an investment standpoint that somebody could tell him. Now, I'm not a plumber, right, and I'm not an engineer, so I'm just presenting an individual who's ran into overbuilding a heating system because nobody knew exactly how long does it an average person take a shower. You see his point?
I think that's fine, and I think that for private investors, I think that's, you're right. That's good information. The more information you have, the better, more efficiently you can build your properties and whatnot. I don't think there's anything wrong with that per se. I do have a little problem with taxpayer funds being used to do it, so to monitor it so that they can somehow regulate it. But I'm one of these guys, actually, Lee, where when I'm in a hotel, I try to be as conscientious of how much water I use and when, you know, what lights are on and all those kinds of things as I am at home, because I figure at some point it's going to be reflected in the rates I pay for the hotel, for my hotel room. And so, you know, in that sense, I think, you know,
And Kevin, you know, and I travel a lot, and you can go into motels where you're going to stay for 5 days because you're on business, and you can elect not to have your sheets changed or something.
Right.
And I say, I don't change my sheets every day, and I'm a big Norwegian guy, and I think I'm pretty clean. So, and if that can help my little part, I'll do it. But I just thought, you know, that there might be a little bit, but granted, you wouldn't want to have my buddy start talking about EPA as an investor. There's a lot of things that are real kind of weird on it, but this one might have a little bit of touch of some information that might be beneficial. But anyway, you're doing a great job, and I'd vote for you. So, all righty. You betcha.
Thank you. Appreciate the call, Lee. Let's talk about the export ban. Where are we at? Update us on efforts to lift that ban. And it's one of the silliest bans ever, given the fact that you can export refined product but not the feedstock, or make a little change to it and get it sent. But obviously, with refineries overseas better equipped to take North American crude, specifically Bakken crude, this would be a great thing for North Dakota. Can we get it done?
Well, I don't know that we can get it done legislatively in the short term. There's a lot that can be done, actually, with the executive branch. Imagine that, me advocating for executive orders. And I think that the way to probably get it done, Scott, is I think there's two things. One thing I think is having this discussion. And I did an hour of national radio last night on this very topic, the whole hour. And I think it's important for all of us to talk about it in open format and listen to people so that people can become well informed on, first of all, the premise of the ban. It goes back to the 1970s, and as a result of the sanctions or the ban on us from Libya, so we implemented price controls and then the export ban. But of course, we are now at a time of where we have abundance of resources. Those old measures were based on, of having not nearly enough, obviously, and so we need to rethink that whole thing. And I think the executive branch, the president, the Department of Commerce, especially at the time when they're looking for more trade authority, looking for more trade deals to do, at a time when we had the earlier discussion about sequestration's impact on our military. The fact that Saudi Arabia can drop the bottom out of the price by oversupplying the market should tell you that they can just as easily spike the price by undersupplying the global market, that we ought to be, you know, a reliable exporter to our European allies rather than having them be dependent on Vladimir Putin. There's just so many good reasons to do it, not the least of which is, of course, growing our own economy right here at home. In a responsible way, and being the price stabilizer in the global marketplace. And there are four independent reports so far out that show that lifting the export ban would actually bring the price of gasoline down anywhere from 4 to 12 cents per gallon, you know, at the pump. And none of them that show that it would increase the price at all. So I think it's one of those things, Scott, where the public has to become a little more comfortable before more politicians become comfortable. And maybe we can ease into this thing in little chunks, because the president does have authority to determine things that are in the national interest. He's got a deal in front of him right now, or at least the Commerce Department does, where Mexico, which has a lot of that heavier crude that currently we're getting from Venezuela and Canada, that our refineries are set up for, and their refineries are set up for more of the sweet crude, light crude like we have in North Dakota. They want to do sort of a trade swap, so it would be a partial lifting of the ban. I think, you know, little things like that might be a nice way to transition into lifting the ban. Now, I'd lift the whole ban tomorrow if I could and explain it, but we just need to talk a lot more about it, I think.
All right. Wonderful thing to do right here on Talk Radio, as a matter of fact. Chris in Bismarck has a question. We'll get to Chris when we come back after a short timeout. Our final segment, where'd the hour go? Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall continues after this timeout. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All checkoff paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required forms and send them to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by noon on Friday, April 3rd. The Council Board of Directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture two nominations for this vacancy and two nominations for alternate positions. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individual will begin serving a three-year term in December of 2015. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine. There are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Telephone number for MyPillow, by the way, is 800-506-9028. When you call that number, you get the special deal. They know you're calling. And you say, hey, Scott sent me. I want that two-for-one deal on MyPillow. And they say, give me your address. We'll send it off. And it'll come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-night money-back guarantee. So you have that wonderful pillow. That's how much they back it up. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary right now. That's why the two-for-one deal. National Sleep Foundation named them the official pillow. And our listeners love them. Absolutely love them. Great stories about, hey, my husband doesn't snore anymore. I'm getting the best night's sleep ever. Most important thing to your sleep is, it's rather to your health, is your sleep. So you want good health? You got to get a good night's sleep. And that's where MyPillow comes in. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. And then just use the promo code SCOTT. Final segment in our chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall for a Wednesday. Senator Hovind, by the way, tomorrow on the program, and also Ryan Rauschenberg will join us. Later today, there'll be new numbers that will be coming out. Actually, they're out already this morning, I believe, on the revised revenue forecast for the state of North Dakota. So we'll crunch those numbers tomorrow with the state tax commissioner on the program. Chris in Bismarck for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
How you doing, gentlemen, this morning?
Hey, Chris.
Good.
That's Kurt.
Kevin,
Chris.
Hey, Chris.
I thought when he said Chris, I was worried it was my wife. I got a quick question for you because I know you have good insight into it, and we're both practicing Catholics, and it's something that bothers me.
Yeah.
First, there's two subjects. One is Netanyahu coming across as a pandering to no two-state solution. Three popes and every president in Congress since Eisenhower has supported that policy, and that really bothers me. That I don't see that as a good thing for the United States. Two, another off issue is drones. The FFA has approved these things, and I and many people that I talked to think that's crazy. With the capability that those things have and the difficulty in controlling where they go, and the use that they could be made for nefarious or criminal or terrorist reasons. What are your thoughts on that, Kevin?
Sure. Okay, two things, Kurt. First of all, good to hear from you and good to visit with you. With regard to Benjamin Netanyahu's pandering, as you call it, down the stretch to, you know, stating he would not support a two-state solution. And what's interesting to me, just as a political observer, is down the stretch, as we say, he was making some of these concessions to attract certain, you know, factions, of course, within Israel, and because it was a close race, and the way polling has been done lately in the United States, I'm not so sure it's been done any better in Israel, evidently. I just think it's getting harder and harder to read the public. Whether or not that's a good solution, I guess that's up to the people of Israel, and they made their choice based on that and other information. I would say this, and that is that, having been to Israel and having seen the problems they deal with, the national security problems they deal with, it doesn't surprise me, I guess I would say. And I do think that it, particularly now with Iran's meddling in the region even greater, the fact that they have these border countries, Syria specifically, especially, that really are a rogue and, you know, really an offshoot of the Iranian regime. I just think that clearly they are in a different situation today than they were in even 5 or 10 years ago, and it's hard for us even to relate to it. That said, Kurt, I was a little surprised by it as well. It's one of the more interesting things to me is that you're not exactly talking about a squishy guy in Benjamin Netanyahu, and yet, you know, and yet here he went even harder right to attract more people to win an election, and it succeeded for him. So I'm not super comfortable myself, but I am comfortable with the fact that it's a democracy and the people of Israel made the decision. That said, we'll see how it plays out. With regard to UAS's and the FAA's approval of unmanned aerial vehicles flying, now, remember a couple things. First of all, they're not just super widely accepted. There are different uses, commercial uses, commercial airspace. You know, there are regulations that govern them, including, for example, for agriculture, a low ceiling and, you know, line of sight for the operator. And what we're having now is that transition in that experimental phase where places like North Dakota, which is one of the six test sites, will be testing all types, all sizes of unmanned aerial vehicles, and I think we're the perfect place to do it for some of the reasons you talked about, Kurt. I think we do have an ethic that's frankly a standard that's higher than a lot of other places. I think that privacy concerns, you know, we're the perfect place to address those sorts of things beyond some of the other geographic and climatic advantages that we have. I would say, though, with regard to, for example, sense and detour technology, that's why North Dakota, with its wide open spaces, but a fairly robust aviation sector, obviously, is a good place to test those technologies and try to perfect them as best we can. with regard to nefarious and other uses, I think that's that can be applied to all technologies, including cell phones. And every time there's a new technology, it seems like our privacy is somewhat compromised. So I don't think it's the technology itself so much as who's controlling it and what kind of public policies we wrap around it, and then just good citizenship as well. And so I share your concerns, but I go about it judiciously and hope that we can do it right.
Unfortunately, we are out of time, and we didn't get a chance to talk about the committee hearings with the FCC commissioners. We'll have to do the after-action report next week. Congressman Kramer, thanks for the time, as always.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
Talk Radio Town Hall. Get those questions in early so we can get them to Congressman Kramer. 24/7, we take them at 855-200-1776. God bless you. Bye-bye.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivorLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Extendulite with Extendovite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.